regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are sampling some much cooler air, at least for a little while. For today, plenty of sunshine, a little breezy, and that's going to make the temperature seem a little colder. We'll struggle to reach 50 degrees for a high temperature. Clear skies, cold tonight, colder than last night, overnight low 29. Then for tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high. Another cold one Friday night, low 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60, sunshine. And then Sunday is the best day, sunshine with a high near 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Coronavirus. What to do about the homeless situation? Computers taking over our jobs. Single mothers not being able to pay their bills. Hello. I'm not a politician. I'm a guy who comes up with scary and passionate stuff to put in political ads. If you're a politician, you need this stuff to scare people because fear wins. And so will you if you call me. Because if we don't save this earth now, it may not be here later. Not really, but see how it works? And don't worry about answering the questions or fulfilling the things that you say, because voters either forget or you blame the other party for not allowing you to follow through with your plans, and that's why you need to get reelected. So, direct message me and let me help you scare up some votes this political season, because without me, you may not ever win. See, it even works on you. Get a hold of me.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife, delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast, happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Don't I sound great today?
No.
Well, I'm feeling better, but the news is so damn depressing. What are we going to do about this?
And here they are.
They included the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams, Jebra.
Please clap.
All right, now that we've had our fake applause, good afternoon, everybody.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How bad was it on the market today? Oh, my God. Down 1190 on the Dow. It's down to 25.7.
Coronavirus.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, how did we get in a position in this country to where we rely on a communist country with so much stuff we have to exist?
Weak leadership. Uh-huh. And that goes past the last... idiot.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You can lay that at the feet of the last three or four administrations. Bush, Clinton.
Yep, same thing.
Bush won. Bad deals. Uh-huh. And allowing these giant tech companies. I mean, 1190, that's the worst day yet.
Yep.
So it's halfway to 29.5. It's lost more than 10% of the value in less than a week. When does it stop?
When we get a handle on this virus.
We, 30,000 people in the 2019-20 flu season have died from flu.
Yep. Big killer.
Where's the panic? I have a link here. By the way, you like that little meme on the Montgomery Public School System?
Unfortunately, it kind of hits home, doesn't it?
You know what? These people are out of their minds.
But they got to have more money, Greg.
They want to add a 1% income tax to anybody that works in Montgomery. And I guess the legislature is busy getting ready to double the millage on property taxes?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
They got to have more money, Greg. I guess
didn't they just raise the gas tax 6 cents? So what's it for? Uh-huh. More strippers?
That's
more coke?
Exactly.
More booze?
That's what I want to know. When they can show me that they can properly spend the money they already get, then they need more money for schools, I'll give them more money.
That has to be passed by the people, though, doesn't it, Terry?
Even though they
approve it, it still has to be voted on by the people, I believe.
Well, guess what?
The people won't vote for it.
No. They never do.
No, and you know what? It may be just this this audit that revealed this outrageous theft, felony theft from the school budget. But does anybody really think that's an insulated incident, as Oliver Wendell Douglas once said?
You're so naive if you do.
Absolutely. I think we should do some forensic accounting on everything.
Yep.
Because I have a feeling there are deals and things going down. And we're just naively, what are we doing? We're going to work. We're paying our taxes. We're trying to, you know.
We're trying to live, Greg. That's the problem. It's so hard now to make a living, to pay your taxes, to do everything. We don't have time to keep our thumb on the pulse of what our government's doing. We have to take them at their word, and unfortunately, we can't.
Most of these clowns, especially in the city, probably hate Trump. But when the economy is good, I mean, the market issue, I really believe at some point will correct back. But it's fallen a lot further than I thought it would. And I got a clip from Dr. Drew Pinsky. Now, I don't consider him any particularly great oracle, but he's done a commentary on the media should just shut up. But the media does not care how much damage they do to the country. They're only interested in one thing, hurting Donald Trump. And if it hurts you in the process, too bad, so sad. And it's outrageous, just outrageous, that we are living in a time when the media is only interested in... So I got this Dr. Drew Pinsky clip, and I'd like to play a little of it. It's on YouTube, so I know...
So over the weekend, and this is where we're really going to be able to utilize Dr. Drew's expertise. Yes. Over the weekend, health officials announced 4 new cases of the coronavirus, bringing the total to 11 in the U.S. And in China, they are...
The market has dropped 3,000 points because of 11 cases of the coronavirus. We're not talking about the return of leprosy here.
Saying they have completed this new hospital, which, by the way, only took them 10 days to build. Wow. State news agency reports that it will begin accepting patients today. More than 17,000 people around the world have been infected. 362 have died. Meantime, China is now accusing the U.S. of spreading fear after new travel restrictions were imposed, including a mandatory 14-day quarantine on returning U.S. citizens who have been in certain parts of China. So, Dr. Drew, are we overreacting?
Yes.
I'm hearing this from doctors left and right.
Yes, and we are not overreacting. The press is overreacting. Uh-huh. It makes me furious. The press should not be reporting medical stories as though they know how to report it. We will, if we have a pandemic, I won't know how to tell that we're actually having a pandemic because everything is an emergency. Yeah. People that are infectious disease specialists, the CDC, the epidemiologists, need to take this very seriously. The press needs to shut up because you're more likely to die of influenza
That's what I just said. However, I'm not trying to go against you, but I have a question. It is now beat SARS in terms of fatalities, 362, and they're saying
But its fatality rate is still lower.
But they're saying it spreads fast.
It's a mild illness. It spreads all over the place, and it's only out of these 17,000 documented infected. I bet there's hundreds of thousands of cases, 300 deaths.
Okay.
And always in immunocompromised people, always in people that are at risk for these sorts of things. If they get a severe viral respiratory infection, whether it's flu or corona or whatever, all of these can hurt people who are compromised. They can. The rest of us need to wash our hands carefully, get our influenza vaccines, listen to the CDC. If there's a problem, they will let us know.
The CDC made it very clear that 5,000 people just in the last 2 weeks have died from the flu. In America alone.
Why are we panicked about that? Three people died on the streets of Los Angeles this morning from homelessness. If that were coronavirus, people would freak the hell out.
You're right.
Why aren't we putting our parties in the right place? It's the press. The press does not know how to report on medical issues. It's where I first learned
about
fake news.
Should we have consultants? How could we fix this?
When Anthony Fauci, who's one of their leaders in infectious disease, gets on a national news broadcast and goes, don't worry about it, stop worrying about it.
Good to know.
If there's some data where he says we need to worry about it, then you report on it. Otherwise, shut up.
Get your flu vaccine.
We talked about this briefly when we were walking in my car, and it was really great to get your opinion on this.
Were you talking in the car last night?
Yeah.
You want to talk about this?
People always say we want to get money out of politics, but I always say, well, what about getting money out of clickbait? And I feel like the coronavirus will always have people click on it.
Yep.
The flu will not. And I think that that's why the coronavirus is at the forefront of everything you look at, because people are looking at that.
Yep.
And I don't know, is the flu just not sexy enough anymore for people to care?
No, it's not.
Because it's not. And again, you're right. They're motivated by getting the eyeballs, and the eyeballs come with some exotic infection, as opposed to saying influenza killed 5,000 people. Like, oh, well, I guess it does that. Oh, a new infection. This is the one. It's going to get us. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Be professional journalists. Be what you're supposed to be, and collate and present the facts as they are, not with sexy headlines that give us some sort of hysteria.
There you go. Well said.
Yeah. I just posted that commentary on Facebook. I urge you to watch and share it. In the meantime, and we'll talk to Brandt after 5 o'clock, but I'm really concerned with this lemming effect on the markets. I mean, I understand supply chains and all that, but, and it's just my opinion, I'm just a talk show toast, what do I know, that there is a huge lemming effect, especially with people who trade independently. So they get scared, and they all do what the other one's doing. So if they're all jumping off the cliff, they're all jumping off the cliff together. I'm almost tempted to try and scrounge up some money so I can invest in something, because this is going to come back. I want to be on the inside this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A listener just called in, Greg, and he said that Bloomberg and Soros are behind this.
They got the money to do it.
Yeah. He didn't cite his sources, but we know that Soros owns a lot of the news media, and they're the ones that are doing all the hysterics. So if they're the ones that are marching to the orders of someone who is telling them this is what you need to do, you know, that's probably not far from what's going on.
I am going to criticize Trump for one thing. I thought the press conference yesterday, he could have been a little more animated, sounded a little more certain. He was, to me, he looked tired. This is not a time for a tired president. We need him to get out there and say, as he would at almost any other situation, hey, media, cut the crap. Mm-hmm. And we all know, Bill Maher most infamously for saying it, we need to pray for a recession. That way we can get Trump out and get somebody good like Bernie in. Although I saw a poll today.
He's an atheist. He wouldn't be praying for anything.
Oh, Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Okay. Point taken. A poll today that said only 29% of Americans would vote for a socialist candidate. So while they may be, they won't do it in public, but behind the scenes, they're all applauding this market dive. They're scared to death to have Sanders come out at the top of the ticket, but it sure looks like he's headed in that direction. And then the question becomes, how are they going to screw him in the process?
Well, the more he talks, the more he puts his foot in his mouth, and the more people see what he's really all about.
Himself. You know, the sad part is anybody that's lived a little life and paid a little attention over the years knows that Cuba's a hellhole, and this son of a bitch is out there singing Fidel Castro's praises. I'm telling you this right now. There's no difference between praising Castro and praising Adolf Hitler. No, but Trump is Hitler. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's lining people up and sending boxcars out to Auschwitz. I may play that commentary again a little bit later in the afternoon. And in the meantime, the result is what it is. So we'll wait and talk to Brandt and see if he sees this bottoming out at some point. But it's all fear.
Yeah, it's fear.
And fear, as you and I were taught, false expectations appearing real. And it's sad. It's very sad to see this panic. As he pointed out, and I said before we played the clip, the flu in this country alone will kill about 30,000 people over the course of the season. It's already taken the life of somebody that was a good friend of mine. I'm not going to mention names, but...
Well, Greg,
I found out after the fact that that is what killed him. Yeah. Go ahead.
A populace that's afraid is a lot easier to deceive, and they know that. If they keep everybody in a state of fear, then they can pass these draconian laws, they can take away our Bill of Rights, they can take away all these...
Just like they did with 9/11.
Exactly. It's exactly the same thing, and that's what they're trying to do, in my opinion.
I saw, I think it was something from Rand Paul today. They need to end this FISA court nonsense and all the other stuff they shoved through on the heels of 9/11, knowing that we all want... And I was no different than anybody else. What do we got to do to make sure this doesn't happen again?
I agree. Yeah.
And as a result, we have the FISA court investigating Donald Trump and Roger Stone and you know, Mueller. I heard also that some of the lawyers on the Mueller team are in trouble.
Yes, it's true.
Let's find out what you've been scooping up over the last few days after we take our first break this hour.
Oh, sure.
And put in a good word for our friends at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. They've been celebrating President's Day all month. And it's hard to believe, but February ends Saturday. So you got today, Friday, and Saturday to get to Kaiser and save up to 50% off on everything within that 60,000 square foot inventory they have. It's a deceptive building when you are going north on Wetumpka Highway. You see it there on the east side of the road. It's not fancy, which is nice because you know their overhead's not going to be ridiculous. And inside, 60,000 square feet provides an unbelievable number of furniture choices. Whether it's an individual piece you need, one thing I did notice on our visit when we bought our recliner was the reinvention of the home entertainment center. They're now designed to accommodate the larger TVs that we've all been enjoying.
Good.
And, you know, they kind of had to do it, those entertainment centers we bought. I know. What do you put there?
30-inch wide TV.
They've kind of been outmoded through tech advancement, but they've got some great choices in those. If you have a spot in the house that needs something and you're not sure what, Kaiser is the place to find the something, but you're not sure what, because they have so much to see. Wear comfortable shoes. Ask to see Stella. If you're looking for something specific, they can guide you to it. And again, up to 50% off through Saturday at Kaiser. Fine Home Furnishings. Shop Wiser by Kaiser. 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And by the way, when they write up your ticket, the sales tax there is only 8.25%, as opposed to the tithing you have to do when you buy in the city limits. 322.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We now go live to the Medical Mask Fashion Show.
Up next is Chin Lo from Beijing. He's sporting a sheer light blue paper mask with elastic earbands and a medical-grade carbon filter that traps and filters air molecules from deadly viruses. Made in China.
He'll be staying alive and looking fabulous with function, form, and comfort.
And here comes Aunt Ruthie, just back from a cruise ship.
You go, girl!
And she's wearing the N95 respirator from 3M. Comes with a dual air valve for easier breathing.
But I don't think she'll be cruising again for a long time.
Up next is Gwen. She's decked out in the fashionista face mask with the cute puppy dog print. It's paper thin and it probably won't stop the coronavirus.
No, but she sure looks hip.
Yeah, well, if you look good, you feel good.
Well, we'll see.
Keep it here for more from the Medical Mask Fashion Show.
By the way, I also read today that most of the masks aren't going to protect you from the coronavirus, which has swept the country and affected 15 people so far.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's all go nuts. Here's an interesting story. I really want to drive the show back to Happy Land.
Hey, you're behind the wheel, sir.
Talking about almost anything else but politics.
Let's
but
do
I
it.
Think until we get past Super Tuesday. Florida polls bad for Bernie. Well, when you sing the praises of Fidel Castro in a place where a lot of people fled, who risked their lives.
Get away from the man.
Let's see.
And his policies.
Florida Democratic presidential primary voters, the survey showed Biden retaking the lead in Florida from Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
Biden.
Bloomberg's dangerous. This is all about money buying a presidency.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Exactly what this is about. This is scary.
And he and Soros.
Uh-huh.
What are you hearing from your sources about all this?
Oh, Soros is definitely backing him, funding him tons of money. I mean, he spent almost $1 billion already on just the online ads and the TV ads. I think all of us have seen his ads.
Every time I browse a comment section on a political story, there's somebody there saying, if I see one more ad with that little turd, I'm going to go nuts.
And Dinesh D'Souza was saying he was prosecuted and found guilty and I think did jail time for giving $20,000 to someone who was running for the Senate.
That was a political persecution.
Exactly. But Bloomberg said, and they played the clip in that debate, that he bought 20 Democrats, he bought and paid for 20 Democrats to flip seats.
Wow.
In the Senate. And he said, so where's the justice there?
Yeah.
Well, presuming this market decline and everything, this corona thing eventually bounces back. Remember, it's still only the end of February. The election's in November.
A lot to go.
We don't even know what's going to happen between now and then. But assuming it does, and Bernie ends up as the nominee, they're going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose. I mean, most Democrats won't vote.
And they know that.
Well, let me tell you, what I'm hearing is...
Yeah, but who is going to get them excited? That's the funny part.
Hillary Clinton. She's going to come out. She's going to be the rescuer and come into this thing at the last minute to save the country and the Democratic Party, which are diametrically opposed. Exactly. Cankle, the return of Cankles.
So... Dinesh D'Souza goes to prison for $20,000 or $10,000? I'm not sure.
No, $20,000, I think it was.
Donation error. And this woman...
Oh, God.
From Benghazi on down, man, just, you know, there's a litany of horrible things that are directly attributable to her.
Yes.
So she's waiting in the weeds in Chappaqua with her fat legs wrapped around a gallon of Rossi wine in the green bottle.
And, of course, she's
watching MeTV.
Ignoring the servers who are trying to serve her papers, you know, for the lawsuit. She just... I guess she's not going to be served because she doesn't want to be served.
Which lawsuit is this?
This is the one from Tulsi. Remember, she's...
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Hillary says, well, no, I'm not going to be served.
By the way, I find it interesting that Trump is, as an American citizen, suing the New York Times.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, gloves are off. Let's do
liable.
It.
Liable.
Yeah. Slander. Should be pretty easy to prove, too, if you're the president. I mean, you're going to get pretty good information. The media has... operated with a "you can't touch us" kind of attitude. We'll print whatever the hell we want and say whatever we want, and then when we're called out or we have to retract something, we'll put it on page 82 in between the classified ads.
Yeah, the media's been weaponized by the deep state, Democrats, intel agency, all the same. They're all playing for the same side.
But their time is coming.
It is. I pray that it is.
It
I
is
really
coming.
Do.
Bernie's holding a solid 13%. Not Lee, just 13%.
Ooh, Bernie.
The Democrats in Florida.
How old is that man?
He's close to 80, isn't
78,
he?
78, I think. I think he'd be 79.
Wow.
By the time the election gets here.
This is a hideous metaphor, but he looks like a man who climbed out of the coffin at his own wake and started... walking and talking again.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah.
He just looks angry.
I'm not dead
all the
yet.
Looks I'm angry.
Another choice, I guess.
Well, that's, I mean, anger, that's the driving force of the whole Democratic Party.
Ain't
and most
the
of
truth.
Them don't even know what they're, you know what, the, you know who they hate? It's not Trump. They hate themselves. Sorry. After all the psychological therapy and everything I've been through in my life, learned a lot about. I could hang a shingle.
You could. You could be a shingle.
And help people. Dennis Prager, why liberals call good people racist. Well, that, you know what? That's starting to wear out. That whole tactic. People are just, stop it already. Stop blaming everything on race.
I agree.
Let's see. Trump sues Times, libel over Russia article, fake news on notice. There will be more coming.
Yeah, let's play their game. If that's the way they want to play it, let's play it.
And since the newspapers, you know, 500 American newspapers, only 28 endorsed Donald Trump in 2016. Some of the others are now saying we're not going to endorse candidates anymore, which is the same as saying we have no influence.
Yeah.
So we're just not going to bother. 334, don't everybody call at once at 272-9228 with whatever's on your mind today.
Something happy. Call with something happy.
Yeah, let's talk about JFK's assassination.
Oh, let's. That's so much. That's such a cool subject. It's not happy, but
no.
You know, that was the beginning of the deep state's serious influence on this country.
Well, that's where we all learned about the deep state, isn't it? As Chuck Schumer himself said, they can get you six ways from Sunday.
He should know.
We want to thank Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Thomason, Dana.
In her baby bump.
Yeah,
she looks so
cute. She kind of had to sit a little sideways yesterday.
Yeah, she can't belly up, so to speak, to the table anymore.
She's having twins, and she says they're the size of red bell peppers.
Yes.
She's having twins?
Yeah, boy and a girl.
That's great. That's awesome.
And she says they're the size of red bell peppers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would never say this, but, you know, the pro-abort people are all... That's a clump of cells.
No, it's not.
They can't even decide what it is after it's been full term and born. And I'm sorry. I can't at any level understand that at all.
You know, the Bible says that God knew you when you were in the womb.
Yes. Before you were formed,
yes,
I knew you.
Yes, exactly.
Rosie has all of this stuff at her fingertips. It's pretty amazing.
She's an amazing woman.
Duncan Tomlinson, though, If you're facing a divorce or going through a divorce, they specialize in representing men. But I know personally three women who chose to use them in their situations, and wow, passionate advocacy for the job that they did on their behalf. If you hear them, yes, they're fun to have in the studio. But when you listen, when there's a question about the law, they're not. I don't see them looking stuff up on their phone or referencing books. It's there. The knowledge is ready and there. What makes a difference is also knowing that we've got your back, that kind of advocacy that you can feel when you're going through one of life's toughest situations. They do specialize in representing men. They will represent women, as I mentioned, and they can also handle other matters of family law, like we're going to have them draw up a will. I'm not expecting to die anytime soon, but for once in my life, I'd like to be ahead of the curve.
Good idea.
Their number is 819-4810, 819-4810. If you are in a situation where the marriage is over, there's nothing to contest, they have a flat fee of $7.99 through the end of the month. Again, 819-4810. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. For Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We have an Eddie on the phone, but which one?
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing?
Hey.
Good.
Hey, Eddie.
I've got a question for Terry, and Greg, too, for this matter, and Rosie, too, for this matter.
Okay.
When Kennedy was assassinated, do you think there is an actual truth that his family knows of exactly what happened? Or are they just in the dark in the rumor mill like the rest of us?
Y'all want to take it first?
Run that by me one more time.
Do you think the Kennedy family knew? Do you think they know what happened to him, really?
I do.
I do, too.
Right.
I do, too.
Do you think they do know and they just... would they keep a lid on it?
Because they were told, because she was told that they would kill her children if she talked. The story I've always heard.
That's what I've always wondered, because I never have heard anything from their side, their family say anything about it other than horrible tragedy.
No, you won't. If you know who Bill Cooper is, William Cooper, he's got a video. Supposedly has the Zapruder film. A video, the undoctored one that you can see online, and he says the driver turns around and shoots Kennedy, and it sure looks like it in the video. So she saw it happen.
Well, there's also, I watched Newsmax.
Mm-hmm.
If you have WOW cable, you can get Newsmax. I don't know about the others. Of course, you can probably get it on satellite and stuff, too, if you have that dish or the other one direct.
Mm-hmm.
They run some great documentaries, and they've been running some great ones on JFK, the former CIA guy, who absolutely acknowledges the existence of the deep state.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
On the Kennedys, and in particular, and you go through the whole thing, the car and the bullet hole in the windshield of the car.
That they had fixed immediately.
In Washington, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are documents supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
The repairs that were made to the car once it was back in Washington. And one guy went to his grave, you know, claiming that this has never been discussed in the Warren Report or anything else, but there was a bullet hole in the front of that limo.
And another guy, Robert Morningstar is another name you need to Google him. Robert Morningstar has done a lot of work on the car specifically.
Cool. Well, I think you guys just gave me some new information I didn't know about. All right, so I'll be busy for the next couple of weeks.
There you go.
You're always busy.
Yeah, but I won't be making money now. I'll be researching this. This is something I've always loved, and I love to hear you guys talk about it. It was before my time, so all I can do is get the history of it.
Well,
but
it's important.
It's just something that's unique.
I've had it up to here with the news, so we may go in that direction. Thanks, Eddie.
Me too. Hey, thank you, guys. See you
on Friday, right?
See you Friday.
You bet, brother.
Okay. 3:40, let's get our first look at the roads this afternoon.
Love the baby.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Boy, we got a lot of cars on the highway this afternoon, especially West Boulevard and East South Boulevard around Baptist Troy Highway. Just always busy this time of the day. We've got a little congestion, I-85 East Boulevard. Taylor Road is busy at the East Chase entrance and on the AUM side of Taylor Road between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Atlanta Highway itself not doing too bad. Vaughn Road looking good. I-65 and 85, very busy this afternoon, but moving at the speed limit. limit except for 85 northbound right out of the interchange. First mile or so, we got a lot of heavy traffic moving through there right now, and it's a little slow, but you'll be able to drop it on down into overdrive after about a mile or two. But by that speed limit, you don't want a ticket. One accident, Atlanta Highway near Bellhurst Entrance. That's just up from Perry Hill outbound. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. And if you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, you better call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333. No representation made to Quality of Legal Services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama voters will decide next week whether to do away with the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. Supporters say it will put education experts in charge of education policy. Opponents say it will strip citizens of their ability to directly choose who's in charge. An Alabama man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison in a 4th of July boat crash that left two people dead. An Elmore County judge handed 41-year-old Damian Bruno two concurrent sentences for reckless murder. Bruno was operating a boat on Lake Jordan when he crashed into a vessel carrying 26-year-old Kevin Clay Jackson and 17-year-old Travis Lee House. The annual bridge crossing jubilee in Selma kicks off today. Most of the Democratic presidential candidates are expected to attend and take part in the bridge crossing on Sunday, March 1st. This is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the Selma to Montgomery March, and the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Quick question before we get to Rich and the weather. Why do the people of Selma allow the same people to come in every year and grandstand at the bridge and then go back to whatever they're doing and do nothing for the city? I don't get it.
I don't either. You're absolutely right,
though. It just makes no sense. Selma is a troubled city.
Yeah, it needs help.
But they all come in, they get tons of media coverage. Oh, we're at the bridge, and so we stand with you, and then they turn around and
screw you
over. Do nothing for the next year.
Keep the chains of poverty untied. Here's Rich at 346.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our colder than normal temperatures continue. In fact, I think tonight will be colder than last night with clear skies and the overnight low temperature ending up right around 29 by dawn in the morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high temperature. A nice day. A cold one Friday night with the overnight low temperature down to about 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Another dry day with sun. And the best day is Sunday with a high temperature up near 70, still dry and still sunny. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Playing this for Rose. Yeah. It's actually really well done. And it's still cold.
It's a bit nippy out. I mean nippy out.
And it's all about soup.
Soup is great. The perfect lunch on a winter's day. So I'm gonna heat some soup to eat. I love French onion. Minestrone, tomatoes, split beef. Chicken noodle and noodles with beef. When I'm more hungry, every day I grab my favorite spoon and eat my soup all afternoon. If I can't have soup, I don't wanna eat a sandwich. If I can't have soup, oh, oh, oh. If I can't have soup, I don't think that I can stand it. If I can't have soup, oh, oh, oh.
Song, but it's that parody is awesome.
Who sang the original? Who sang the original?
Yvonne Elliman.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that was her one and only.
It's one hit wonder.
1972.
I knew you would know. I couldn't remember.
I love that. I heard you play it this morning and I was rocking out while I was getting ready.
Babylon Bee is one of my favorite escape sites.
Great farcical site.
And really, I mean, they're. They just put a story up called Bernie Sanders Praises Slave Owners for Free Housing Program. Well, if you're going to praise Fidel Castro.
Makes sense.
Here's the copy of the satirical story. In a televised interview, Bernie Sanders has praised slave owners for their free housing offered to all slaves during working the plantations. Of course, the slavery was bad, but the slaves were housed for free, I might add, for their entire employment.
Employment.
So it's unfair to criticize the whole thing. Also, the slave owners were pretty impressive guys. The plantations were clean, very nice buildings. It's amazing how much time he spends talking about train stations and architecture.
Interesting, isn't
it? While people are waiting in line for bread, which is a good thing. It was an eye-opener for me as to how much propaganda has been used to malign slave owners in their health care, housing, and literacy programs. That's the Babylon Bee. So before you get your underwear in a bunch and call my boss and tell me I'm advocating slavery. But it does, again, nail the point that it's all free. Everything is free.
Yeah.
After we take more than half your paycheck.
Of course.
If it's 52%.
And all of your retirement, too.
Mm-hmm.
We want it. They want it all, baby. You know, Greg, we went to Charleston a few years ago, and the thing I love about Charleston, South Carolina, is they celebrate both the Confederacy and civil rights, and they make a fortune on tourism. Why don't we do that here? They don't want to admit the Confederacy ever happened here. It's crazy. We could use it.
because you have a small but loud group that raises hell.
Yep.
We want the flags down. We want the, because they're triggered. And if you're so mentally weak,
bingo,
that something historical triggers you.
You got problems.
I mean, you know, Germany, you can tour the concentration camps because even though that country is effed up from
big
the
time.
Top down with Angela Merkel, the number one globalist.
Amen.
You know, they have preserved those in part so those who lost loved ones in those camps can pay a visit.
That's right.
But so it doesn't happen again.
Right.
You know, it's all part of one big story, but they don't want that. It's frightening to think about how they're rewriting history. In
exactly.
history books, they're already calling Trump the president was elected out of angry racists. And who's stopping them? This is what bothers me.
Exactly.
Who
exactly.
is going to hold them accountable for that kind
Nobody.
Of hate mongering?
Nobody.
I think I know who the happiest girl in town is today.
Who's that?
Well, she's my friend, Sherry. You've probably met her at Baumhauer's. She just got herself a Rogue at Jack Ingram.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And they loved her because I got a little thank you saying, thank you for sending us one of the nicest people we've ever sold a car to. And
you
I'm not surprised
that.
To say, yeah. But she's happy because she was looking at SUVs and found a Nissan Rogue. And that's what I drive, and I got mine at Jack Ingram. Mine came with 12,000 miles. Hers came with 18. It's a slightly older model, but it still has another 18,000 miles of warranty coverage and the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper powertrain warranty.
Rub it in.
And, of course, it's only the cream of the crop that makes it to the lot of Jack Ingram. Even if the car, like that Volvo, the 2004 Volvo, somebody's got to buy that. It's $4,800. It's a great starter car for someone.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it just came off the assembly line. I was there when Tip Thames was looking at a trade. It was a Jetta that was only 2 years old. But when you pull up the Carfax, it had already been in two significant wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did a nice job putting the car back together, but it did not meet their criterion. And as much as he wanted to resell that vehicle, because it looked beautiful, he couldn't do it. They won't. Same thing, beautiful, clean interior, and most importantly, an engine that's been vetted by their mechanics, because they're not interested in selling you somebody else's troubles. It's not good for business, as they say. Browse at jackingram.com by price, by type of vehicle, or by brand name. Or stop by and see Tip and that great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass.
C-Squared Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day. Like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLA Rodeo. Coming to Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more and purchase tickets at slarodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Paid for by Republican Women of Shelby County. Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a little earlier at Atlanta Highway near the Bellhurst entrance. It's going to be just up from Perry Hill, right across from the Napa Auto Parts store. Watch out there. We're hoping that accident is out of your way this afternoon. We still got an awful lot of congestion on the East South Boulevard, which is normal for this time of the day. Just take some time to get from Baptist up to Troy Highway. East Boulevard not looking too bad. I-65 and 85 moving along at the speed limit right now through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Moderate to heavy traffic down there. All in all, not too bad out there. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, so I'm learning about somebody named Naomi Seipt, I think. She is a teen activist in climate, but she's the opposite of Greta Thunberg. By the way, this is how goofy it is. There's a dating term called Thunberging. And it's people who match up because they share her view of climate change. Because after all, a 16-year-old girl certainly knows more than most of us do about the end of the world.
Of course. Why wouldn't she?
So let's give this a listen. I like the I think I'm going to dub that open and use it for dramatic.
Science, you see, is entirely based on intellectual humility, and it is important that
we
keep questioning the narrative that is out there instead of promoting it.
Yes.
And these days, climate change science really isn't a science at all.
Naomi Seipt versus Crazy Greta.
Yeah.
This is all wrong.
That's Greta.
I shouldn't be up here.
No, you shouldn't.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean.
And if your parents cared, they would be.
You all come to us young people for hope.
She's been coached.
How dare you? How dare you?
Coached.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Has there been any major significant change in the climate in the year that since she said that? I can't think of one.
No.
And I look at her with a sense of pity because her parents are crazy and they don't seem to, that she's this disturbed. A 16-year-old girl should have a boyfriend and fun at school.
Be worried about going to the prom and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What's even worse is that how many grown adults think she's onto something that they can't figure out for themselves?
Well, she's owned something. She ain't owned
The reason I don't like the term anti-Greta is because it suggests that I myself am an indoctrinated puppet, I guess, for the other side.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
That is a